Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. May the force be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Harry Dent back on the show. Harry is the founder of Dent Research. He's the author of Zero Hour. He is the purveyor of the outstanding newsletter Boom and Bust. And he's here to talk to us about what the Fed's up to these days. Harry Dent, welcome back.
Nice to be back, Jim.
It's good to have you back. He's joining us all the way from Puerto Rico, ladies and gentlemen, where he lives now. Hey, Harry, you and I have been around long enough to have a good understanding of what the Fed did back in the late 90s to help save us from a monetary crisis in 98. And then they injected $50 billion into the economy overnight to help us with the Y2K. And at other times, but especially fast forward a little bit to 08 and 09, when the Fed's balance sheet soared to $4.5 trillion unprecedentedly to bail out the Wall Street, basically. This Main Street didn't get much help. And now here they are being this big bad central bank again and trying to keep us from having a depression in the United States and maybe even the world. What do you think?
Well, you know, they're trying to prevent something that they created in the first place and will not allow to naturally deleverage. They created the biggest bubble in history. They started 87 with Greenspan, and then, of course, in the worst after the Great Recession in 2008-09, which was turning into a depression, which I forecast in advance it would be. They just decided to pull all the stops out and just print endless amounts of money. First to save the banks. They print money. It's like a doctor that gives
it's
you
monopoly money.
Full-dose antibiotics every time you have a little cold.
Yeah.
You know, they won't let the economy deleverage or reset and do all those things. Well, this one, they just pulled out the bazookas, and they were trying to save the banks from melting down. But what they found by accident was that it created a financial asset bubble. It revived the bubble in stocks and real estate, and that made the top 20% richer, and they're already too rich by most standards and the greatest inequality. And they're the only people spending money, and we just get this financial asset bubble. You know how many financial assets there are, Jim, in the world? $330 trillion,
wow.
Four times global GDP. It's six times GDP in the U.S. It's this bubble that's bursting. People should realize this virus, as bad as it is simply the perfect trigger to burst this bubble that the Federal Reserve and central banks will not let deleverage. The cure to all this, deleverage, bad banks, bad debt, all this financial asset bubble and crazy stuff they've created so we can get back to a healthy economy where small businesses can thrive.
At least this time, though, Harry, the help is coming to Main Street. And not
yes,
Wall Street.
It's the first time.
Thank you.
To help the banks and create financial asset bubbles that only help the rich and the larger companies. You know,
this time the money is going to the Main Street.
Going up primarily because companies are buying their own stock. They're the only net buyers of stock. And governments are issuing unlimited debt and buying their own debt to keep interest rates near zero so they can afford it. This is the greatest financial con of all time. And this does not trickle down to Main Street or small businesses.
Right.
And yes, this is the first time only because they have to, because nothing else works. They are actually giving money direct to consumers and small businesses. It's just not enough.
Well, I had said that from the beginning. And so back to the back. I want to finish up on the Fed. I don't know what they're going to meet about today. There aren't any regular conversations that they can be having right now. This is not about interest rates. They can't lower interest rates anymore. Not really. It's all about more QE.
Unlimited money printing and zero rates. They already gave away the whole bazooka right at the beginning because they know how weak the economy is. You know how they know? They've been pumping it up for 11 years straight, and all we can do is grow at 2%. It doesn't work. Japan's
decades
been
ago,
doing this for 30 years, and it doesn't work.
Decades
this
ago,
is
Harry.
Not to work.
Harry, decades ago, my grandfather told me, son, you cannot borrow your way out of debt.
Exactly.
And that's what isn't that what's happening right now? We're borrowing our way, trying to borrow our way out of debt.
Yeah. Well, worse, printing money. I mean, at least people borrow money; they may invest it in
but
something,
printing,
even though it's probably
printing money that has no intrinsic value is tantamount to borrowing it.
Yeah. Well, it's worse because it creates a financial asset bubble. Debts take some time to restructure.
Right.
Chapter 11, chapter 7.
That's a good
financial
point.
Financial bubble. How fast did we just destroy $20 trillion in stocks in 5 weeks? More than all the money printing of all the central banks was destroyed in 5 weeks. This financial asset bubble is the big threat, and this is bigger. The central banks will not be able to stop this from deleveraging, and unlike the gold bugs say, it's going to cause a deflationary spiral.
Harry, hold on to that thought. We're going to come right back. I'm going to try to get Harry out of his shell and get an opinion from him in the next break. I'll be working really hard on that. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.